Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. Let's talk to Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
The CEO of Starbucks has stepped in it, certainly here in the Valley. Explain what's happening there.
Yeah. So the dairy industry is up in arms over some statements made by Starbucks and its CEO, Kevin Johnson, about reducing its carbon footprint. And what he said was this might include taking a look at alternative forms of milk. You know, think almond milk, walnut milk, soy milk. This is after an audit found that about 21% of Starbucks' carbon footprint comes from dairy alone. No surprise that dairy operators are concerned, not very happy. You know, Starbucks has 31,000 stores worldwide, and they're such a big part of the culture. So you imagine they go through a lot of dairy cream and milk. So we spoke to some dairymen locally. One was Tom Barcelos. He's out of Tulare County. He said it's just kind of an ignorant view to take. His argument is that milk has a smaller carbon footprint than many of those plant alternatives, considering all the energy inputs that go to processing, you know, the nuts and all the additives they put in there. Representative from the National Dairy Producers Association said it's kind of a one-sided fight because dairies pay into a marketing cooperative that they use to market their products. And as part of that, they're not really allowed to defend themselves against some of these dairy alternatives. That's why you'll never see a milk commercial, you know, talking bad about almond milk. And they're just mad in general because they don't want these almond milk, walnut milk to even use the term milk. They make a pretty robust argument that it's not milk at all. So, and when he comes into situations like this, it really matters. So, you know, in general, the dairy guys don't think it's going to amount to too much because, you know, who doesn't like milk or creamer in the real deal in their coffee? So we'll see what happens.
All right. And then really good numbers about employment here in the Valley, huh?
Yeah. So the December unemployment numbers came out from the state on Friday. It gives us a snapshot of the whole year. And it was encouraging. So Fresno saw an unemployment rate for 2019 of 7.2%. So that's a record low going back to as old as the data is, and it's 1990. Better than 7.5% for 2018. It was the same in Kings County. Their rate was 7.2% last year, down from 7.7% the year prior, also a record. Madera County saw their lowest unemployment rate ever, 6.9%. And Tulare saw 9.5%, a little higher than anyone else, but that was also down from the year prior. So really encouraging news on the jobs front. You know, it's there's not too many jobs out there, or not too many people to fill the jobs that are out there. So let's hope that continues into this year.
Yeah, that's some really good employment news there, Gabe. Thanks for starting the week with that. Hey, have a great week, buddy.
You too, Tony.
If you want more on these stories, all news that is business, pick up a copy of the Business Journal, or you can check them out online.